Okay. So we're in the media series, week five. And I'm going to start with this little story. This is my story of media in high school, and I did not like the iPhone 1 or 2, one of those. They still had like the rounded back on them. They look kind of like the iPods now, I think, a little bit more, and they have the glass back. And I remember like the Kurz family all got them first, and they're the people who had them, and I did not like it. I didn't like that people were on their phones a whole lot more. I was pretty proud of my flip phone still. I didn't want to give it up, so I kept it, and life kind of just went on. But this was my thought about media. This was what I chose to believe. I thought it was kind of corrupt. I thought, I was just selfish. I didn't want Marcus, my buddy, he spent all this time on his phone now when we hang out. I'd be like, why are you on your phone? So I was kind of against it. And so that was my thinking. God is really changing how I view it, how I view media, how I view technology, and how I can use it to communicate, how I can use it to influence. And so I want you guys to hear something specific. I want you to hear that I'm not against, I am for. That was my process to get here. And this whole series is pro, we're for it, we're with it. And there's some beautiful things that we can do with media for the kingdom, for God, for others, and for ourselves. So, speaking of media, I'm going to show some, this is media, what I'm going to show you. And it's, pause. I have this all running in live, so if it fails, it's, I'm going to show you guys a tiny house. Me and Bree, we're building a tiny house, just kind of like Jason's, Gigi's house. But we're pretty far along, and it's fun to go through and show you from start. This was the land before we started building. This was this is it. And you can just kind of watch it grow. And it's really cool because we're living in a bedroom in the parents' house right now. We can't wait.
Was that Chad?
Yeah, that was Chad and Ben. You guys see Ben?
No, Ben.
Right there. I cannot. That's Ben.
Shirtless
back.
That's inappropriate.
So we started to level it. I'm just gonna show you guys one picture because I'm not gonna waste all this time on it. But that's what we have today. This is what we built.
Whoa!
And it's in that space that you saw, and it's a 20 by 30.
That's a tall house.
And it's got a main room, and it's got a loft like in Jason's, if you guys have been in there, and a bedroom and a bathroom and a place for us to call home, and it's amazing and awesome, and I want to show you guys.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And that's it. And we're Jason, we're building it by ourselves. We're doing it with some help from friends and people and Ben Ellis and Chad McNichol and
there's
Jason.
A term for that. Sweat equity.
That's what we're doing.
Wait, when is it going to be done?
We're trying to shoot for, in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we want to have AC and our bed in the place and be in it, sleeping in it.
That's great because it already adds value to your property.
Yeah, right? So, I've been reading this book that we presented when we showed you guys what we were going to talk about when we presented the series. And this book is called Flickering Pixels. Has anybody read it? Flickering Pixels? It's a real book. I wasn't making the name up.
I thought you were making it up.
Anna, have you read it?
No.
Oh, okay. But it's this book. It says How Technology Shapes Your Faith. And it's by Shane Hipps. And it's a rad book. It's really cool. It is a perfect book for this series. It's a perfect tie into media, technology, all this stuff that I told you guys, I was like, no, that's bad. It's no good to faith, religion, and how they tie together, how it shapes, how they can both intertwine. And Shane Hipps, the author, he has a lot of really cool ideas in the book, but he has one in particular that I want to talk about, and it's this. He presents this idea that the medium is the message. And what that means is the medium is the way something is presented. The medium is what sits in between the content and you viewing it. And so it would be like the screen right now. And I've got the content and I push it under a screen and you guys saw it. And so the medium, the way in which you can see something or experience something, is the message. So let's just keep that in mind throughout today. So first thing is, I want you guys to hear me and understand that it's really important to study the media. It's really important to know what's in front of you instead of being distracted by your reflection in that media. And so Shane Hipps talks about, it's this brilliant idea that we're kind of numb to. We don't really quite understand or are aware of at first. And it's like you're immersed. You've got your phone in front of you, and you're being used by your phone. And rarely is there a time where you're stepping back and going, wow, how long have I been on my phone? Like, how long have I been using this? How long have I been? Rarely does that happen. You're just like, I want to go play my video game, or I want to go play. And you do it, and you experience it, and you take it in. But it's never like, take a step back. And so this is his kind of thing. Only when we study the medium, Facebook, apart from its content, news feed, Facebook medium content is the news feed, only when we study that medium apart from its content can we understand its power and influence and effect on ourselves and our culture. One more time. Medium, Facebook, apart from its content, newsfeed, can we understand its power and influence and effect on ourselves and culture? So let's make it even simpler. Let's make it even more simple. A good example is me and my wife, we spend a lot of time with the Ellis's, and I've known times where Jason and Michelle have sat there and said, basically, Jason and Michelle realize the power and weight that media is having on their family, and they'll declare a media fast. They'll say, no, we're gonna protect ourselves, we're going to protect our family, we're going to protect our culture that we've created as a family in this house, and we're going to take a fast from this thing that is consuming us and taking up all of our time and taking up all of our family time, all the time that we spend together. And so that's a perfect example. I was trying to figure out a really, really good example for this. And it goes hand in hand with 1 Corinthians 19 and 20. If you guys have phones, let's do phone Bibles if you got them, or Bible if you got them. 1 Corinthians 19 and 20. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Thanks, Ben. And it says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God with your body. I'm going to tie two things together here. Not only is it important that we take care of our body physically, that we take care of the Spirit is within us, and so that it is a temple. We are to take care of it for God. Not only physically, but what we see, what we experience, media, everything on the internet, technology. And so I just want to be super clear. It is really important. We've been given great responsibility with media. We've been given a lot with it. And it is so important that we take a step back, that we realize that we try and understand what its influence, what its effect on us is. And so let's hold on to that. I'm not trying to guilt you guys at all in saying you spend too much time on your media, you spend too much time on Facebook, you spend too much time on the internet, you spend too much time on a video game. I'm not trying to guilt you guys at all. I just want us to evaluate and know what's coming in. Evaluate and know what you're experiencing, what you're taking in. Because I think I think in Jason and Michelle saying, hey, we're going to fast, they're knowing what's coming in. They're taking care of their body. They're taking care of their family, their culture, which is the body, which is where the Holy Spirit is led and is at. And so they're taking care of that and saying, let's fast. Let's take a step back because this isn't good right now. So, so I'm telling you to study the medium because it is the message. And this is Shane's big thing. He says that the medium is actually changing the message. For a long time, we've just had one way to share the message, and it's been like word or physically in person like this. Somebody's speaking, telling you something, you're in person, and that's been the only way to communicate. And now we have hundreds of ways, hundreds of forms of media to express a message. And so his next thing in this book is the medium is actually changing the message. It's not like you're showing, he's just saying it's actually changing the content of the message. And so we're gonna try something. And you guys can use your phones to do little notes because I don't want it back and I just want you guys to have it. So open up a note spot or something on your phone or even just like a blank text to do notes. And I'm gonna show you something. I'm gonna show you two things. I'm gonna show you one thing, I'm gonna show you another. And I'm gonna ask you for the first thing to write down what you see, what you saw, okay? Okay. Sorry, this first one is what you hear. What do you hear?
Are we typing?
Yeah, you're going to type out what you hear. And it's a simple, quick, little thing. And I want you to write down whatever your senses, whatever all of your senses take in. And just write down what you experience. In this, I'm just going to say, a sad boy.
And I just write down what I heard?
Yeah. Where does it take you? What is, like, just a sad boy? Yeah, I'm just saying, it's just words. A sad boy. Where does it take you? If you think of a sad boy, you use your imagination. A sad boy.
Like, wait, I'm a little confused as to what you want us to write down.
Just write down how I feel.
If you don't understand, that's okay. I'm not going for 100% here. Same question. It's going to be what you see. All of your senses. Just write it down. It's not that complicated, I promise. Same question. What do you feel? What do you see? What do you experience? All five senses. What is it? Okay? Still writing? Just about done. Okay, Jay. I want to hear from you guys. First part and second part. I gave you a message that was the exact same. I gave you a message that before you experienced it, that middle medium, it was the same message. A sad boy, a sad boy. And then I want to just hear from you guys what you experienced first and what you experienced with the picture. What you experienced with me just saying a sad boy and what you experienced with seeing this picture. I want to see where you guys took it. Anybody, go.
The first one, right, where you just said a sad boy, I kind of had the image of, like, it was kind of similar to that one, where he was kind of lost in himself and confused and kind of alone and trapped. And then the second one, I saw it and it got a little bit more in depth. It was kind of interesting to see the contrast between two similar ideas, but with the same kind of aspect.
Thanks.
The
one, I kind of felt a lack of kind of connection. I didn't have much to contextualize. I just thought, oh, it's a sad boy or whatever, you know. And then with the second one, I felt like I was able to gather more information. And then I was like, oh no, this isn't good. I wonder why he looks so sad. Why is he in a third dirty corner, you know? So.
Yeah. Thanks.
The first one, kind of similar to Sonia, I pictured a teenage boy with dark hair and dark clothes, kind of walking, kind of downcast and slouch through the rain with his hands in his pockets. And then in the next one, in the image, where the image is given to you, I saw grief and sorrow and also innocence because the boy was so young.
One, I was kind of thinking of like all the stuff that was happening around him, and he felt like really small, like the world was so big, and then there was just this one little like sad boy. But then in the second one, since it was just like such a, like he was the whole picture, was the boy, it was more like thinking about what he was like feeling on the inside, I guess. Like, he was so lonely.
Thanks. Anybody else? Last chance. You guys are awesome. Thanks. I'm just trying to get at the point of it's changing the message. Shane used to have this idea and used to say that the message stays the same. It doesn't matter how we show it or how the message stays the same. Whatever we're trying to say is going to stay the same no matter how we show it or view it or experience it. It's going to be the same. And in this book, he's just strongly challenging that idea that it's actually changing the message. Let's do another little, this one's going to be, it's not going to be a sad boy, it won't be a sad. This one's going to be more funny. Same thing. Write down what you feel, experience, all those things, and then I'll show you and we'll do it again. Life? Oh wait, no, you don't do life. Hey, is that showing lights, the sound?
Thank you. You gotta get someone in front.
Now? Hey. It's at one now? What? What about now?
Shoot it together.
Do you guys want some? There's a lot here. No problem.
Okay. Some of the things I want you to start thinking about, like, you heard some voices. What did that person look like? You heard some sounds. What were they? All of your senses, use them all in just what you're hearing. And write it down. So write it down. If you didn't already. What did it make you feel? Did you feel like grossed out at first? To what were like the background noises? If you could hear any?
I felt really grossed out at first. And then as the thing went on, I started getting a picture of what might have been happening. I started, like, wasn't he like eating? And then he was being like really gross. And then he's like, "You want some?" And the girl's like, "No, I'm good." So I think I started getting a picture of what was going on.
Give me that after I show you both, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are we good? Are we ready to watch it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait.
Do you guys want some? There's a lot.
Guys are awesome.
That was
awesome. Look it up, Jay Studios, if you want to see some more fun things from them. But now go. Write down the experience. Same question. Different medium. Okay, let's hear. Yeah.
So at first it was very uncomfortable. The noises, and then don't quite what's going on. But then the second video was hilarious.
Yeah.
That was just being so awkward for very many moments.
Yeah, always.
For some reason, I thought that one of the sounds had to do with watermelon. So I'm sitting here, I'm like, it sounds like a watermelon. But I don't think it is. And then the video turns on. And
oh,
I'm like,
perfect.
What?
Nice. I thought it was underwater. It was like.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's like probably underwater, like a GoPro or something. Like that.
When it was just the audio, I I literally pictured Ben skateboarding away after saying, "Do you want some?" Because he comes up and he offers me things. He says, "Do you want some?" And then I pictured him skateboarding away. That was that. You were kind of doing this too, so I thought you were catching my
For the first one, I thought of like at someone eating, like with their camera, like filming themselves, I don't know, like at a gathering with friends or like walking down the street and then like offering people they know food or something.
Okay.
And then the second one, it was very interesting because the first one I pictured at night, and then this one was during the day, and also this one was a lot more awkward than how I imagined it.
The first one or the second one?
It's like the second one was more awkward than the first
okay.
one.
I imagined it being kind of comedic because after a while, like the first time we watched it, I kind of thought of it as like played over the top. I imagined like a boy and a girl like having a date, and the boy like eating the food obnoxiously, and the girl just sitting there like, okay. And then it was kind of similar, but different.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys like this? Is this fun? Can we do like one more?
Yeah.
One or two more? Real quick. Same thing. This one, I think you'll like. Okay. Okay. Wait, you can leave lights on.
One of the seven sins.
Okay, go. No, just right now.
What?
Language barrier, like all kinds of stuff, right? Super simple, but all kinds of stuff. Write it down. Actually, this last one, we're getting short of time, so don't. I'm just going to show you, and then we'll skip this last one. I'm running short on time.
I thought it was a plunger at first.
Okay, so I'm gonna speed this up. I didn't know I was running short, but medium is the message. It's changing the way we view it. It's changing the message. That medium, the way we experience it, is completely changing the message. Because every time you guys have different feelings, different experiences, it's the exact same thing. I'm just letting you hear it and letting you see it. So media is an extension of us. Anything media related is an extension. A phone extends our ears. It extends our voice. A post on Facebook extends our feelings, extends what we're expressing, what we're experiencing. But just about everything media related is an extension of us. And so just be thinking, you guys. And so, trying to blow through. Yeah, what's up?
Was it changing for good? Medium changing for good?
Yeah. He said, is it changing it for good? Is it changing it like it's going to be good or it's going to be bad? There's so much here. So to Sam's question, the hard part about it is there's a lot of overuse. Anything that's an extension of us that gets stretched out and overused and extended can become, in most cases, what changes is the media flips on itself. And that's when it becomes incredibly negative or destructive, like you're just spending all of your time on it in the house and there's no family time. And so almost everything is an extension. As it's overused, it can just become... We become very numb to how far it's extending. Like, I think right now, there was probably some of you, when you had your phones out, that got some sort of text. Maybe some of you got on Facebook, some of you did something on your phone. As I'm sitting here saying, take it easy. Like, let's take a step back. Let's look at what it's doing. Because I think we're becoming numb. I think we're becoming really numb to technology. But to finish, to conclude, just give you guys something positive or pro, God created, maybe I should read it, I wrote it really well. I'm saying yes, go for it. Experiment with the ability to communicate with so many different things. Find a new way to share things with those around you, or even find a new way to share Jesus and the gospel with media. And here's why. We are the greatest form of media. We are called to communicate and reveal God to the world. And we have so many ways to do this. But the root is us. The root is you. Everything is an extension of us. But we are the most powerful medium. You guys are the most powerful, powerful medium on the planet. And God created us that way. He created us in His image. We are God's chosen medium. Created in His image to be disciples, to follow in His footsteps. And Shane says, and I agree, that the more we come to understand this concept, the better we become at using media and technology to share Jesus, to share how we feel, to share whatever. The better we become at sharing. The better we become at using technology and not letting technology use us. Let me pray. You bless your week. God, thank you for technology, thank you for media, thank you for the way that you created us. Thank you that we were chosen in a specific way and that we were chosen to be the most powerful form. And that it starts with you and then it starts with us. I pray, God, this week over all these kiddos that they just be blessed, that they would begin to just take a step back and look and see what it is doing to them, how it is influencing them, how it is changing culture around them. Bless us. Keep us safe. Praise your name.